Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss grammar translation method. Now grammar translation method is a method of teaching language and this is something in the context of ELT, English language teaching, in that context. So what is grammar teaching method? What is its methodology? What are its weaknesses? We'll discuss all of this in this lecture. See, grammar translation method dominated European and foreign language teaching from the 1840s to 1940s. Uske baad is method ko reject kar diya gaya tha because of its weaknesses. Now I'll discuss the weaknesses in a minute. Usse pehle aap ye jaan lo that who are the leading exponents of grammar translation method. The most important is Karl Plotz. Karl, K-A-R-L, Karl, uske baad P-L-O-T-Z, Plotz. The next exponent is called Johann Seidenstucker. Johann Seidenstucker, J-O-H-A-N-N, Johann. Uske baad S-E-I-D-E-N-S-T-U-C-K-E-R, Seidenstucker. Then ek aur exponent hai inke, Johann Meidinger. This is the third name, Johann Meidinger. Johann ki spelling wahi hai, and then M-E-I-D-I-N-G-E-R, Meidinger. And there is one more exponent, one more practitioner. The name is H.S.Ollendorf. H.S.Ollendorf, O-L-L-E-N-D-O-R-F, Ollendorf. So four people: Karl Plotz, Johann Seidenstucker, uske baad Johann Meidinger, and fourth H.S. Ollendorf. And this was started in Germany, and primarily it was used to teach Latin. ठीक है, वहाँ पे ये start हुआ था. In the process of teaching Latin, this method was developed. Later on, this method was taken to United States and there it was also called Prussian method, P-R-U-S-S-I-A-N, Prussian method. And broadly speaking, Prussian method kyun kehte hain? Because Prussia is the old name of Germany. And as I told you that this method, grammar translation method, was formulated in Germany. Uske batate hain ki what exactly is done in grammar translation method, what is the exact methodology that is followed. See, the main goal is to enable students to read and translate literature written in the target language or written in the second language or foreign language, whatever you want to call. Okay? And the main focus is on learning grammatical rules, learning the rules of grammar of the target language, and then using those rules to translate sentences between your mother tongue and the target language or the foreign language. And the main content is based on texts taken from literary sources which are analyzed and translated word for word. Okay, word for word translation or literal translation. And the main skills that are taught in grammar translation method are reading and writing, okay, because that is what this method is about. Whereas speaking or oral component and listening, these two components are neglected and totally ignored. Okay, so main thrust ya emphasis kahan pe hai? Reading and writing. And the main role of the teacher is to explain grammar rules, give the students a big vocabulary list, correct their errors which they are making in writing, and then evaluate the students' overall performance. Now uske baad ek aur cheez aapko dhyan mein rakhna hai, that the grammar is taught deductively. Okay, there are two ways of teaching. One is the deductive way, the second is the inductive way. In grammar translation method, the deductive method is used. And what is the difference between the two? See, in deductive method, ek general overview diya jayega, uske baad kuch specific examples padhenge. In inductive type, first of all, we read the specific examples aur unse kuch generalize karenge. But in grammar translation method, the deductive method of grammar teaching is used. Now, after that, one more thing you should keep in mind is that the teaching happens in the native language of the student. That is the medium of instruction. So suppose I am learning English. The teaching will happen in Hindi. Okay? Most of the teaching is going to happen in Hindi. Whatever may be being taught in English, that is secondary. The main emphasis will be somehow to translate everything in Hindi and even instruct me in Hindi by the teacher. Okay? Okay? And what is the role of students? Just to memorize the grammar rules, learn new words and add it to their vocabulary, and then translate texts. Okay? Translation is the main goal. So the oral component or the spoken component, that is totally missing. Okay? And because of this reason, later on, after the 1940s, this method was टोटली रिजेक्टेड, और लेट्स से रिजेक्टेड टू अ ग्रेट एक्सटेंट। ठीक है, आज भी ये मेथड कुछ देशों में या कुछ जगहों पे यूज की जाती है, बट द ओवरऑल बेनिफिट इज नॉट मच। इन टूडेज वर्ल्ड मोस्ट एम्फेसिस इज ऑन ऑरल, बिकॉज आजकल मान लो, टेक फॉर इंस्टेंस द एग्जाम्पल ऑफ टूरिज्म। If somebody is working in the tourism sector, then the most important thing is the oral component, learning how to speak and understand. Ab writing mein kya likh ke dega wo tourist ko, hai na? There are many things even in the business world where spoken is more important. Of course, writing and spoken are interlinked in some ways, but they are not the same, theek hai? And the weakness with grammar translation method is that it does not emphasize on the oral aspect or the spoken aspect or the listening aspect. Us pe koi emphasis hai hi nahi. And along with that, this method puts a lot of burden on teachers to prepare everything, and even more burden and more tedious it is for students, because they just have to memorize many things, grammar rules, endless number of grammar rules. And one more thing you should know is that in terms of scholarly research papers, there is no research paper published by leading scholars that tries to justify this method. Take it as matlab, justify this method from the point of view of psychology, from the point of view of educational theory or linguistics. Aisa koi bhi paper published nahi kiya kisi bhi scholar ne in defense of grammar translation method. So therefore, in most places around the world, grammar translation method has been rejected.